Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Special guest, Minister Alfred Strickland.
It also says in Galatians 2 and 20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth where? In me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Mm-hmm. All right? And then in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23, it says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to touch on that. It said, until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that means that they were not looking to die. They were looking for Jesus Christ to come back as a thief in the night and to snatch them away. And at that particular time, let's go on to Romans, and it says, and not only they, but also ourselves, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies. Mm. We're waiting for a new body.
Yes.
And in the process of waiting for that new body that won't have any sin in it whatsoever, God has said, I tell you what, I'm going to send you my Holy Spirit to dwell in you, to comfort you, and to let you know that everything is going to be okay, and that indeed to give you the patience and to be assured that as sure as you have the Spirit dwelling in you, that God is going to bring everything to an expected end.
Right.
That the body is just waiting on us, and in God's time it will come. And in Romans, the 8th chapter, the 25th verse, it says, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Wait for it. And so we are to wait on God. But how are we to wait on God? Are we just simply to sit down and not do anything? It tells us that if we are Christians, that we should be careful not only to maintain good health, but we should be careful to maintain good works.
That's right.
Well, what are the good works? The good works, really and truthfully, are going out and telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ, letting people know in the world that God has forgiven them, and that if they will receive his forgiveness, that he would also heal them, that he would also save them at the same time. So in the meantime, we need to tell our friends, our neighbors, our employers, our bosses, the whole nine yards, we need to tell the world that Jesus Christ is the one that saves. And we need to let them know that they need to be reconciled to God again so that all will be well with them. God has also given us the responsibility, even as he has forgiven us, that we are to forgive others in the process. We are to forgive others in the process. He expects us to do that. Why? Because we are his children.
That's right.
And as God causes his sun, what is it, to shine on the, causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust, and causes his sun to shine on the just as well as the unjust, we are to be the same. And the reason being is that we weren't always saved.
That's right.
We weren't always saved. So as a result of us not being always saved, we need to have mercy on those individuals who were like us before so that they might be able to be saved.
That's right.
All right, real quick. Talk with you a little bit later on that. And then basically, in summing up everything, I guess at this particular point, the gift of forgiveness brings healing. God's gift of love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And there indeed, that if we would put our faith and our trust in him, that not only will he heal the relationships that we have with him, but he also will heal the relationship that we have with one another.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.